Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
This agricultural programming is a production of Illinois Public Media. You can find us online at WILLAG.org. Now, let's update the agricultural weather forecast for the state of Illinois with climatologist Jim Angel from the Illinois State Water Survey, Prairie Research Institute.
After our last report, additional rain fell over the last weekend in May. The statewide average rainfall finished at 5.6 inches, which is 1 inch above average, and the 22nd wettest May on record. Some of the heaviest amounts were seen in the northwestern part of the state and just southeast of St. Louis. The highest reported monthly rainfall total was 9.41 inches at Red Bud. According to the National Weather Service, highs on Saturday will be in the range of the mid-70s in the north to the low 80s in the south. Sunday will be a little warmer with lows near 80 in the north and the upper 80s in the south. That will set the tone for the week. Highs will be in the low 80s in the north and in the mid to upper 80s in central and southern Illinois. Overnight lows will range from the low to mid 60s in the north to the mid to upper 60s in the south. There is a chance of rain starting in northern Illinois on Sunday morning and moving through the state on Sunday afternoon and Monday morning. Potential rainfall totals are in the 1 to 1.5 inch range. Looking at the 6 to 10 day forecast that covers next weekend, temperatures and precipitation are expected to be above average. The forecast for the week after that is for near average temperatures across Illinois. Rainfall is split with the western half expected to be average and the eastern half expected to be above average. This is Jim Angel, state climatologist at the Illinois State Water Survey.
Our thanks to Jim Angel from the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute for his Friday update of the weather forecast for the state of Illinois. You can find all of our weather programming on our website at willag.org. 5 meteorologists are there each and every week. Updated twice daily weather from Illinois Public Media at WILLAG.org. We cover the planet and the growing region. Speaking of which, let's take a look around the rest of the Midwest. In Iowa, Des Moines' forecast for the weekend tells me that they'll have sunny skies tomorrow and 78 degrees and then a 35% chance of rainfall on Sunday. They'll drop just to a low of 63. Start the work week on Monday with sunny skies and maybe some thunderstorms as they make their way through Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. Omaha, Nebraska on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday also looking for some rainfall, but those chances are really pretty slim in that 20 to 15% range. However, they also have a chance of rainfall on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. They'll go to highs in the low 80s and lows in the upper 60s. In the Delta region, Memphis, Tennessee over the weekend should maybe see a shower too. Not much in the rainfall there as well. They'll be a little warmer than the rest of us. That's not unusual. Nearly 90 degrees over the weekend, and then they'll cool down as just a bit as they make their way through the week into the mid-80s for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They have a 45 to 35% chance of rainfall each of those days. Lows in the Memphis area in the 70-degree mark. That's a look at the weather forecast for the growing regions in the United States for the Corn Belt and the Delta. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.